RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Welcome back to the program. Vinery Stud is having great success at the moment. Firstly, with its stallion All Too Hard. He is taking all before him at the moment and has unleashed a number of very impressive winners in recent times. Adam White from Vinery joins us on Talking Horses. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Well, All Too Hard's really firing everywhere, isn't he?
He is very much so. Yes, he's a horse that was obviously a champion three-year-old in his own right, and towards the end of his career, he was really sort of demonstrating what he could have possibly done as an older horse. So it's no surprise to see what they're doing now that they've just turned three.
Matt Laurie, who won a South Australian Derby with Escardo, and is gunning for another Group 1 with his younger half-brother, Abero, who's by All Too Hard. And he looked a nice winner at Sandown on Wednesday.
He won very well, Joe. Yeah, he's a horse that obviously showed good ability as a young horse, which a lot of them have. A lot of his stock have raced in stakes races as two-year-olds because they just showed that natural ability. And he was a horse that even ran in Group 1 company as a two-year-old. And he's a nice big three-year-old now and much more mature. And to do that over that distance Wednesday was terrific to see. And I believe he's headed for the Caulfield Classic now and possibly on to the VRC Derby.
Yeah, the Caulfield Classic at Group 3 over 2,000 metres on October 21 is one of his targets, as is the Victoria Derby over the 2,500 metres at Flemington. Before that, though, he will start over 1,500 metres at the Valley on September 9, but he certainly looks an exciting prospect. And he's the 14th individual winner from the first crop of Vinery Sire All Too Hard. So, Adam, these are the sort of results from a marketing point of view that you really need.
Oh, definitely. You know, you need them punching out the winners and, you know, you need them well-liked by the trainers too, which is very important when you're selling progeny of a stallion like this. And it's one thing that we noticed early during their two-year-old careers, now that they're three, that the trainers are very much taken to them. They've got lovely attitudes and very workmanlike horses and that makes the breed very popular. So it's great to see for the horse.
And he stands at $44,000?
That's right. He's $40,000 plus GST this year. And he's a horse that's never been really difficult for us to sell because he's such a good-looking horse. He's got a fantastic pedigree, being the younger half-brother to Black Caviar. And, of course, on the racetrack, he was a champion three-year-old himself and was second horse of the year to Black Caviar. So he ticks quite a few of the boxes. He's always covered around 170 mares each season. And now that he's punching out a good amount of winners, he's going to be an easy horse for us to sell again this season.
And wasn't it great to see his world-famous half-sister, Black Caviar, get her winner, Ossietra, over the line? The daughter of Black Caviar does look destined for Black Type at some point in the not-too-distant future.
It does. It was great to see that filly win. And it was quite interesting that the race before, All Too Hard, got the winner out of one of John McArdle's, which won Hard Faith. And funny enough, both their mothers, Black Caviar and the mother of this All Too Hard filly, both won their first races within half an hour of each other as well at Flemington.
Wow.
Quite an interesting turn of events. So it was quite amazing, really.
Quite spooky.
It is, yeah. But it's great to see Black Caviar on the board as a producer now, and I'm sure there's better things to come for that filly.
Mm. And how's All Too Hard's popularity been coming into this season? No doubt high.
It is, yes. No, look, he's had another great year in the sales ring. Had a couple of fillies make around the $600,000 mark, and he's averaged quite well again this season, so he's always a popular horse in the sale ring. And again, I think that's contributed to the fact that the trainers like them so much. So, as I said, he's always generally an easy horse for us to sell, and these run of winners of late are really stacking the numbers up. So we'll be looking at that closely in the next few weeks.
Mm. And another important result for Vinery through the week was when Frankel's got his first winner up in Australia, and that was the colt that was sold for $1.6 million out of More Strawberries. And you guys are stakeholders in this horse.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. Moravay was a good winner during the week. And look, we get round the yearling sales looking for these well-bred colts. The stud prospect later if they can live up to expectations on the track. And although we weren't really out there looking for a Frankel, he's a horse that we saw in the Strawberry Hills draft at Sydney Easter, and we were quite taken with him. He's obviously very well bred, being by Frankel out of a group winning More Than Ready mare, but he had a lot of quality about him, the horse. And I guess the fact that we know what More Than Ready has done as a stallion himself and what he's doing with a broodmare sire gave us confidence in a yearling like this. So after talking with Chris Waller, we put a bit of a syndicate together and bought the colt at the sales, and he's shaping up quite well.
Do you know what the immediate plans are now that he's come out and won?
Not specifically. I know Chris has always had a very high opinion of the horse, and he had a good educational run as a two-year-old, and then during the week was his first run back as a three-year-old. So I don't think he's going to step him up into the interstate company straight away, but just take him along slowly. He's still maturing quite a bit, the colt, and as he gets older, he will benefit from that, not being pushed too early. So as I said, he's always had a very high opinion of him. He's a very good horse, as the riders that have been riding him also think. So he will probably progress to the city now and then look at Stakes Company after that.
Okay, and how are the rest of the stallions at Vinery these days? We've got a number of other very good producers, Casino Prince, Headwater, More Than Ready, of course, on your roster, and Mossman.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We've got quite a bit happening with the stallions. Of course, More Than Ready has just returned from America, and he set a shuttle record last year when he returned to Australia. He's now done 17 seasons straight between the Northern and Southern Hemisphere seasons, and I think the closest horse to have done that previously is Daniel Dancer with 15 seasons. So he's just finished a great season in America. He covered 118 foals over there and got 111 of them, 11 of them in foal, which is quite incredible, really, for a 20-year-old stallion. So it's good to have him back. We have a new horse in Star Turn, who was a very consistent three-year-old sprinter during the season, of course, trained by Team Hawks. He's been very popular for us in his first year because he's such a good-looking son of Star Witness. And yes, we're getting the first foals of stallions like Headwater and Prestatement. We have a couple of foals by those two new sort of stallions at the moment, and we're very pleased with what we're getting by them.
Headwater's a stunning type of horse, isn't he?
He's a magnificent horse, yeah. Again, he's a horse that we spotted very early at the yearling sales, and we were quite taken by him, and we bought him at the sales, and of course he went into the Hawk stable, and he didn't take long to show his brilliant speed, winning his first two-year-old race in December and then brilliantly winning the Silver Slipper Stakes by three lengths. He's an extremely attractive looking horse, and he's got a great speed pedigree, which is suited to our conditions. His father, of course, Exceed and Excel, was a terrific sprinter, having won the Newmarket Handicap, and his mother, Riverdove, won the Oakley Plate. So another of our premier sprint races. So he's got a lot going for him.
Mm. And next weekend, very important for many of the major stud farm operations in the Hunter Valley, with open days going on, and you play a big part in that. You'll have two sessions across next weekend.
It is. It's always a terrific weekend, Joe. There's a lot of people around the Hunter that particular weekend, and it's good to have them in the area, and the stallion farms get to show off their stallions as well as their farms. And The staff of the farms take great pride in doing that. So we generally have the first parade of each morning on the Saturday and the Sunday. We open up at 8 o'clock for breakfast and supply coffee and bacon and egg rolls and things like that. And the stallions will parade at 9 o'clock. So, we're really looking forward to the weekend coming up.
And interesting, when you go onto the Vinery official website, Adam, up pops an invitation to attend one of those open days. I think that's a great initiative, and what it displays is that these events are very open to the general public.
Yeah, that's right. You know, not everyone can breed racehorses, but they do enjoy this side of it as well, and it's a great opportunity for people to come and see these spectacular farms and the magnificent horses that we stand here. And you can see the enjoyment people get by just going around to the farms and being a part of it. And over the 2 days, we'll have roughly 800 to 1,000 people through. And by all means, visit our website, RSVP, and we'd love to see anyone that's in the area to come and see the stallions.
That's a few coffees you'll be serving over the next few days, Adam.
It will be quite a few coffees, Joe. I won't be serving them personally myself. I'm lucky enough to be doing the commentating on each of the horses and telling everyone what we know about our stallions. So I do enjoy that part of it. But it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, you do a great job, Adam, flying the flag for Vinery. How many years have you been with the operation now?
I've been with Vinery 17 years now, Joe. It's been a long time. It's a terrific farm. It's owned by a great bunch of guys, and we've got some great horses on the farm, great stallions, some beautiful mares like Summer Ready and Sacred Choice, and mares of that calibre. So, I've always enjoyed my role here at Vinery, and we'll be here for a little longer yet, I think.
And set in a beautiful part of the world. I've always enjoyed my visits up there.
It's a bit windy today, Joe, so hopefully these all winds will die down a little bit next weekend for the parade days. But, it is. The Hunter's looking terrific at the moment.
Adam, thanks for joining us on Talking Horses. Great to see All Too Hards getting lots of success on the track, and most interesting to see what that colt by Frankel goes on to do after his win in Sydney. And good luck at the big parades next weekend.
Thanks very much, Joe.
Adam White from Vinery Stud joining us on Talking Horses on RSN 927. We'll return with more right after this.
Raising horses to become racing stars. RSN 927 is Talking Horses.